When we look at the distribution, and it is something we talk about in the news every single day, day after day, what are the big things that jump out with you? Because there are logistics involved in here. We're talking about millions of doses. What are you seeing in this process, and how do you think it is working so far?
That's a great question. So when we look at the data in Texas, we have about 20 million Texans who are age 16 and up. And if everybody needs two doses, that's 40 million doses. Now, in about, let's call it 4 weeks of vaccinating, we have allocated just over 2 million doses, so 500,000 doses a week. I think the big thing people need to understand is, even if this process were running as efficiently as possible, we're talking about months before we have enough vaccination out there that we can feel like we can let our guard down, right? So it's still important that we're washing our hands. It's still important that we're social distancing and wearing masks, because even if you have the vaccine, you don't know who else does and doesn't have it, right? And this concept of herd immunity requires a really sizable percentage of our population to be vaccinated. So we're talking about months at least before we're at a spot where we can start to relax things. I think thinking about how it's working, right, we have a classic case of a rush to try and get a product out while we don't have the distribution channels set up. So I was with a group this morning and was speaking with them. And, you know, one of the ladies who's over 80 suggested that she's on 5 or 6 different lists, which creates a number of inefficiencies, because as I'm on one of the lists in Collin County, they will call me when a vaccine is available and I have to tell them that I've already gotten it or haven't gotten it yet. And it seems like there's too many opportunities here for people to fall through the cracks. And a lot of the folks we're talking about protecting, these are our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, our aunts and uncles, folks who are older and may not be used to web-based tools to get on lists and things like that. So managing 4 or 5 or 6 lists just becomes an unnecessary burden.
Is this really a case where we are learning day by day as we go because we've never undertaken anything like this before?
I think that's true, right? This and it has been true with the entire virus. We've never moved a vaccine as fast as we've moved the COVID vaccine, right? So this is really what we're looking at, is government and industry pivoting to a new time and place. Early on, when contact tracing was unfolding with COVID-19, we began to quickly realize that the tools that we used for diseases like Ebola were not up to snuff to deal with a fast virus spread like COVID, right? Ebola, we were talking about tens of cases in a county, not tens of thousands of cases in a county. And so we really needed to pivot. And I think we're seeing the same thing here. I remember back in the day getting a tuberculosis vaccine in the classroom, right? And we all went out and lined up and they came down the line and gave everybody a shot in the arm. This is a new age in a different time. We have different tools. We communicate differently. As a matter of fact, that great distribution mechanism of the school doesn't even work here because the virus is only indicated for people who are 16 and up. So we're reinventing the way that we access population health measures. Unfortunately, you know, reinvention is a process and it takes time. And so we will have some missteps before we get into a really good groove that works for everybody equally well.
If you were the nation's czar of giving these shots, Dr. Bray, is there one specific recommendation you would make for improving this process?
Yeah, I think my chief recommendation would be if we are adopting counties as a unit of work, right, we're distributing vaccines to counties, I would suggest that we would have an integrated list. Imagine that I live in a county, I get on that county's list, and when my dose is available, I'm told, go to Kroger. The Kroger on such and such road has your dose available, right? That, I think, would lower the barrier for participation, because for all of our older adults who aren't in a nursing home facility, many of them are left trying to figure out how to access this vaccine. And so creating a single registry for folks who want to line up for a dose, I think, would be a significant step in the right direction.
I had seen a note, I think it was yesterday, that Dodger Stadium out in Los Angeles was going to be opened up as a vaccination site. Once we get to a point where, let's say, Dallas County gets a shipment of 50,000 doses, would it be a good idea to open up a facility like the Cotton Bowl and just have people come out and get their shot?
So our big concern there is what we would call oversubscription, right? Because even with 50,000 doses in a county of 2.1 million, we really do need to make sure that we're prioritizing our vaccines for our first responders and our most vulnerable patients. And so if you announce that there's an open vaccine facility, what happens, and we found this in other states, you get 50,000 doses, 150,000 people are lined up. They're lined up in close quarters, they're cramped, we increase the likelihood of disease spread, and we might be giving vaccine doses to folks who are lower down in priority. So a mass vaccination site works, but it works better when it's coupled with a registry so that we bring people in for scheduled appointments. And we might be able to vaccinate 100 or 200 people at a time in a chunk of 6 or 7 minute appointments. But that manages the flow, and it also keeps people from waiting in closer cramped quarters.
When you look at the concept of herd immunity, I would ask you first, do you feel like people have sort of warmed up to taking this vaccine more than they would have maybe 6 months ago? And is this concept of herd immunity achievable?
Well, so yeah, to preface that, again, I'm not a medical doctor, but what my colleagues have told me who are, herd immunity depends a bit on the virus itself, right? And so, yes, generally speaking, this concept that if we get enough people vaccinated, which we've seen with measles, mumps, and rubella, for instance, if enough people are vaccinated, then even if somebody catches it, we don't have an outbreak. What we don't know yet is exactly what that number for herd immunity looks like as the virus continues to evolve. I do think people are warming up to the vaccine. It's incredibly important that our messaging, both as government, but also in the media, it doesn't sensationalize when we do have adverse reactions. I saw in the news a physician who had passed away, and now suddenly, you know, that's the headline, is that somebody passed away and we're looking to see if the COVID vaccine caused it. People passed away in trials of all sorts of medications that we don't allow to dissuade us from taking it, right? You know, I'm confident that the FDA has put a robust system of clinical trials in place, and the vaccine is safe to take. But we undermine people's confidence in the vaccine when we abnormally emphasize these stories that really aren't that uncommon.
Hi, puppy.
Yeah. You saw him? Yeah. Yeah. He always waits till I'm in a meeting.
What is his name?
This is Bentley.
That is awesome. We used to have a Bentley who was a Lhasa. How old is Bentley?
He's only 3 years old.
Oh, he's beautiful.
He's
Bentley.
He's a good dog. He's a red heeler.
That is cool. So you're in your home office, I take it.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's an awesome pup. Last thing I would ask you is, we do not hear as much about the actual production of the vaccine. Do we really know a lot about how that's coming along? Because obviously the distribution channels are a big part of this. But do we know how much of the actual vaccine they are cranking out right now?
I'm sure that's a number that somebody's tracking. I've not seen it reported in, you know, we do a lot of dashboarding work around these statistics, and we're getting ready to update our dashboard with vaccine distribution data, right? So you can see how your county's doing. What we don't have a sort of consistent source. So we'll see media reports, you know, about the U.S. government buys 100 million doses, something like that. But how long it takes to manufacture and distribute those doses, I'm confident that folks know, but it's not me.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.